Virgin Galactic may seek a new land of enchantment. Pilots at United and Continental are now one. And all those in favor of Michael Huerta say aye. This is Aero News for Tuesday, December the 18th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. With Spaceport America nearly complete, but also nearly empty in the New Mexico desert, Virgin Galactic is asking lawmakers in the state to pass new liability exemption laws for its suppliers or risk losing the company to another state. And Spaceport America acknowledges that Sir Richard Branson could easily pack up his tent and set up shop elsewhere. Virgin Galactic does have other options, such as facilities in Texas and Florida, which are aggressively courting the commercial space sector, but those facilities are repurposed airports and military bases. Spaceport America was built from the ground up on spec as a place for Virgin Galactic to launch tourists on suborbital flights, and it was expected to become an attraction unto itself, drawing as many as 200,000 tourists a year just to see it, along with high-paying jobs. Virgin has not yet activated its lease at Spaceport America, and its first flight has been pushed back to sometime in 2014. George Whitesides, president and CEO of Virgin Galactic, told the Associated Press that it will activate its lease, quote, when the Spaceport Authority finished the level of work that it has agreed to provide on our building, end quote. He denied reports that the company would look elsewhere. Meanwhile, some in the state say that building the spaceport on the taxpayer's dime was a boondoggle from the start. One resident, a rancher, told the AP that they should convert the hangar into something like a concert hall that, quote, would actually generate money, end quote. The pilots of United and Continental, represented by the Airline Pilots Association International, have approved a joint collective bargaining agreement with United Continental Holdings, Inc. Of the 10,193 eligible pilots, 97.66% participated in the ratification vote. 67% approved the agreement. This agreement brings both pilot groups together, working under a single contract. It will begin to be implemented immediately and will provide gains in compensation, work rules, job protections, and retirement and benefits for the pilots. The Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, President and CEO Michael Toscano, says the U.S. Senate should expeditiously vote to confirm Michael Huerta as the administrator of the FAA. Huerta has been serving as the acting administrator for over a year. Toscano said, quote, safely integrating unmanned systems into our airspace will help first responders with search and rescue missions, allow farmers to more effectively monitor their crops, and increase weather forecasting by studying hurricanes and other events in ways that are not currently possible, end quote. Toscano said a confirmed administrator is needed to make that happen, and AUVSI encourages the Senate to vote as soon as possible to confirm Michael Huerta. Precision Air Motive said in a letter to its customers dated December 13th that it has entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In the letter, the company said the move was taken as the result of, quote, product liability litigation cost incurred with respect to our former carburetor line and does not reflect upon the viability of the business itself, end quote. The company said in the letter that it continues to be financially viable and stable with a record of on-time product delivery. The company said that the filing will allow it to, quote, restructure and emerge as an even stronger and healthier organization, end quote, and that the move is, again quoting, in the best interest of both Precision Air Motive and our valued partners, end quote. In comments filed Monday with the NTSB, the NBAA disagreed with the board's position that an NTSB judge must continue to assume that FAA's allegations are true. Under the current rules, in an emergency appeal situation, the NTSB defers to the FAA on the facts of the case. NBAA has advocated for several years that the NTSB change that position. NTSB recently declined to do so, noting a lack of resources to hold hearings on petitions contesting emergency determinations. Quote, this is fundamentally unfair and contrary to all notions of due process, end quote, said Attorney Paul Lang, who is leading the NBAA's initiative to change this policy. Furthermore, NBAA believes the board's position is contrary to congressional intent within the recently enacted Pilots Bill of Rights. When Aero News continues, Iraq welcomes its first Boeing 777. Brazil is to embark on a massive airport construction program. and saluting Wilbur and Orville.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, December the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A 777-200LR has been delivered to the Republic of Iraq, marking the beginning of Boeing's renewed partnership with that country. The airplane touched down at Baghdad International Airport and was welcomed with a traditional water cannon salute. The ceremony was attended by senior government leaders, including His Excellency Hadi al-Amiri, Iraq Minister for Transportation, and U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Steve Beecroft. The Republic of Iraq also has 30 next-generation 737s on order, the first of which are scheduled for delivery in mid-2013, as well as 10 787 Dreamliners. Saying the continent-sized country needs more than railroads, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff indicated last Wednesday that her nation would embark on an ambitious program to build at least 800 regional airports, bringing service to within 40 miles of any city with at least 100,000 residents. The French news service AFP reports that Brazil has privatized three airports ahead of the 2014 World Cup, which will be held in several cities around the country. The Rousseff administration auctioned the rights to operate the airports, raising some $14 billion to upgrade already congested terminals. Robert Kreet, the president of the Latin American and Caribbean Air Transport Association, said recently that there would be problems during the major sporting event if, quote, things didn't improve, end quote. Airports that may need to pick up on some runway cleaning equipment may want to check out a live online auction on Wednesday, December the 19th, as Tiger Group's Remarketing Services Division is auctioning a wide array of specialized trucks, trailers, and other equipment used to support airport runway cleaning operations. Conducted by order of the secured lender, the online sale features the former assets of Tustin, California-based Runway Services International. Bidding is now underway and will close in rapid succession, live auction style, on Wednesday, December 19th, beginning at 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. Technical specifications and digital images of the specific inventory items are available online at www.soldtiger.com. I wonder, you think someone from Brazil will be there bidding? Well, in case you missed it, yesterday President Barack Obama declared Monday as Wright Brothers Day in observance of the 109th anniversary of the first successful flight in history of a self-propelled, heavier-than-air aircraft on December the 17th, 1903. The presidential proclamation read in part, quote, after years of research and experimentation, 12 seconds of powered flight over the hills of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, vindicated the passion and resolve with which Wilbur and Orville Wright pursued their lifelong dream. Like so many Americans before and after them, these two men achieved the unthinkable, and their achievements changed our way of life. On Wright Brothers Day, we reflect on their astonishing feat and celebrate the ambition it still inspires more than a century later. Wilbur and Orville Wright were the kind of entrepreneurs Americans everywhere root for. End quote. And just so you know, it was November 21st, 1783, when man first slipped the surly bonds of Earth, and he did so not in an airplane, but in a hot air balloon. The invention of another pair of brothers, Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.